Because we're going to talk about the power of God's word, and I think we've been talking about it and believing it. So let's get a little bit into it and ingrain it in our hearts and our minds. We're going to start at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. Some things we need to remember here. It tells us in the word. Everybody there?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Good. Okay, it says that your faith or believing should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in what? The power of God. See, a lot of times, it's not the wisdom of the doctor, the lawyer, the economy. Now, they have their wisdom, but we are believings in the power of God. All right, that's where we're believings in. Doesn't mean these people are totally wrong, but God could override whatever the situation is, right? So remember, our believing should be in the power of God. Now let's look at the power of God, and then we'll see how we put our believing in it, right? So let's go to Genesis in the beginning. This sort of sets the stage for the whole Word of God, how God operates. Genesis chapter 1, good place to start. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without, or became, should be the word became there, was, became without form and void and darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So the situation is darkness. And then we see what did God do. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He didn't say, it's dark and it's too bad. No. He spoke what he wanted. See, his word carries power. So when he spoke it, it came to pass, right? Look at Psalm 33. In verse 6 of Psalm 33, verse 6. Here we go. It says, see, by the word of the Lord, by what is his word, were the heavens made, and all the hosts by the breath of his mouth. And go down to verse 9. For he did something. He spoke, right? And it was done. He commanded and it stood. See, that's how God operates. When he speaks, it comes to pass, right? He doesn't change. He hasn't changed from Genesis till today, right? This is just reminders. Look at Isaiah. This is a good verse I just found. It's pretty neat. Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14, verse 24. Says, the Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have purposed, so shall it stand. And it really reads, where is it here? So as I purpose or intended, so shall it stand, and it shall come to pass, or it shall become. As he says, it's going to become, like we saw in Genesis. He spoke, it stood. When he speaks, stands. It's his word. His word is going to carry power. We're going to get into that part. Look at Psalm 107. Isaiah 55. Let's go over to Isaiah 55:11. These are just reminders. It says, I am the Lord, I change not. So he doesn't change. So 55:11. So shall my word be that go forth where? Out of his mouth. Okay, he's speaking his word. It shall not return unto me void, without effect. That's where the void. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper or succeed in the thing which I sent it. So when God his word spoken, it will prosper what he intends it to do. We have to take that as just knowing that whatever he says, it's going to do. That's it. We're going to say it's that simple, but sometimes there's things get in the way. Look at Psalm 107 here. Very familiar verse. So it says, And where he sent his word, it shall prosper, and it shall accomplish that which he intends. He intended or intends. Psalm 107, verse 20. So he sent his word. He sent his word and did what? Healed them. He didn't send his word and potentially heal them. He healed them. And he delivered them from their destructions. Now it's talking about the Israel. It's talking about now they're in the wilderness, but it still applies today, right? He sent his word. We're going to see sent the living word, the Lord Jesus Christ, to heal and deliver us, right? Now, we've all been delivered, and we all who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and delivered from the power of darkness, right? We delivered from eternal death. But we've been delivered along the way in our life. Over time, we've been changed and delivered by his word. It's the power of his word that's changed us, not us. Because when it says renew your mind, what are you putting on? The perfect will of God. You're putting the word in the mind. The word does the work. We just have to do our part, and God does his, right? So there's power in the word to achieve results. Look at Hebrews. Remember, our believing should be stand not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God, right? So whenever you're believing something, remember that it's in the power of God. It's not in my believing. I'm not believing in my believing, right? Because if we get caught up that way, it's not my believing. We just have to believe him. We're seeing what he can do, what his power is. He's telling us over and over. So look at 4:12. For the word of God, I'm just reading the first section here. The word of God is quick and powerful. Quick is alive, powerful. It has power to achieve results. Powerful, full of power, right? So it's full of power to achieve results. That's his word. We saw it in Genesis. We saw it in Psalm. He says Isaiah. Now let's look at Luke 1:37. So it's full of power to achieve results. We remember that whenever we're praying and believing for things. Luke 1:37. I'm sorry, not 27, 37. This is where the angel came to Lord Jesus, Mary, you know, and says she's going to have the Son of God. So, and then she says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible, or for no word from God is void of power. That's another translation that word impossible means. So it's not void of power. God is quick and powerful, alive to achieve results, his word. Right, it's his word, and he's the source of the word. Right, let's look at First Corinthians 1:24. Is this a good pace here? Not too fast.
Yeah, good.
All right, just checking. Gonna lose people along the way here. 1 Corinthians 1:24. Okay, we'll go 1:23, give a little context here. It says, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is what? The power of God and the wisdom of God. See, God sent his word. It was a spoken word in the beginning, right? And then people wrote it down. And now he sent Christ, the living word. It's still the word, which is the power of God. Okay, and we're going to see that right here in Romans 1:16, very familiar verse. Let's turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And as we see in the beginning, Romans, it's the gospel of God concerning Jesus Christ, who is the power of God and who is the wisdom of God, right? So I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, deliverance, safety, preservation, wholeness. That's what that word means, right? To everyone that does something, believes. It's his power. We just have to believe in him and his power, not in what I believe, like my believing. My believing. No, you can read, right? We can read and we can believe, and we're going to see that. Look at Romans chapter 10. We all did this at some point in time, I believe. Chapter 10, verse 9. Verse 8, we'll pick it from there, so you'll see how God gives his word what we are to believe. We are the ones that believe it, and then he brings it to pass, right? That's the way it works. So verse 8 says, the word is nigh, near unto thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, for this is the word of faith, or which is the word which you are to believe, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Our part is believing and confessing what God says to believe and confess. Don't make anything up. And then God saves. So the power comes from God saving us. All right. We connect to his power by believing. Right. That's how God made it. It's the easiest thing he can do. If he says he's going to do so, okay. How about a little kid? You tell him, hey, tell them to believe in Santa Claus, they believe in it, right? They'll believe anything. It's that simple to believe in, and we can make it complicated. When we have God's word, we have all these other verses saying the power of God, how God's faithful, how he's come here, he loves us and everything, and we just have to believe it. That's it. We don't have to make it up, and we don't have to fight our heads. And look at what happens. Look at 1 Peter 1:23. So when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe that God raised him from the dead, then God's word went into action. Look at verse 23 here. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, how? By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. See, the power's in the word. The power's released when we believe the word. God makes it that simple. He's doing all the work. He's just telling us what to do. We do it. We have to be, that's where the humility comes in. We say, oh, that's not too bad. Look at 2 Corinthians 4:7 here. So when you do that, you believe that you're born again of incorruptible seed. And we get something here. There's something really valuable here. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. It says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of who? God, not us. See, we're born again, but it's Christ in us. He's the wisdom of God and the power of God. It's in us. He's in us. And we are this treasure, the excellency of the power is of God, not of us. I'm pointing this to, it's of God, the power is of God. We got to just get that clear and keep it straight. Now, so Jesus spoke God's word, and God brought it to pass. You don't have to turn here, but in John 14:10 says, believest thou that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak are not of myself. He's speaking God's word, right, which is power. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the works. So Jesus spoke the word of God, which is the power of God, and you know he had to speak it and believe it, and then other people heard it. Now look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. And this isn't rocket science. See how simple God lays it out here? We hear the word, believe it, speak it, you act on it. God brings it to pass. That's the key thing. Chapter 4 and verse 23 of Matthew. And here's how people heard the word. Jesus spoke it. And Jesus went about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues. Okay, he's speaking something, the word, teaching it. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom, which is the power of God. And healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. See, he preached, he taught, spoke the word. People heard, believed. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, right? It's the word to be believed, and these people apparently believe it. Did it say all the sickness, all disease was instantly healed? Not necessarily here. It says he healed. That's the end result. That's all we care about, right?
Right.
The end result. We're not trying to know how to get there.
Getting there.
We're not trying to orchestrate God, how I want it done today or tomorrow. Now, it can be instantly. That's a miracle. But the end result is deliverance, right? And you've got, it's guaranteed in the Word. Look at chapter 9, verse 35 of Matthew. Now, the one we just read, he said he went about teaching from Galilee. Now, look at this one. 35 says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages. Now he's expanded. Teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness, every disease among the people. Everyone. There wasn't like a special sickness they couldn't deal with, right? An incurable disease. It's every sickness and disease. But God does the healing. God does the deliverance. It's for the people just to believe. Look at Matthew 8. We're in Matthew. We're right there. Chapter 8. And it's about the centurion. We'll start in verse 5. Chapter 8 of Matthew, verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. So that's a sickness or a disease, right? And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. So he spoke the word of God, what the will of God was. Jesus always spoke what the Father said. He always did what the Father said, right? I will come and heal him. The centurion answered, said, I am not worthy. You should come under my roof. But what? Speak the word only. See, he recognized the authority of Lord Jesus Christ. There's powers in his word. He said, just speak it, and my servant shall be healed. And if you go down to verse 13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast what? Believed. He believed the word that was spoken. Be it done unto thee, and the servant was healed self-same hour. See, same principle. Speaking the word, hearing, you get faith coming here, hear the word, believe what's heard. God does the work, right? Now, we're the ones now with Christ in us to do the speaking of the word, right? And God speaks to us from our spirit, but we speak the word in right in the realm. We're praying for people now. We believe that they receive their healing with an adamant about that they're going to receive their healing. You thank you, God, for it. And you pray about them when that list is pretty neat, because when I'm praying about that list, I'm closing my eyes on each person, because God could bring a certain thing up that needs to be prayed for in that situation. So that's how we connect. It's just not saying a bunch of, oh, okay, be healed, you know. It's going through it intently and then and see how God works in you. Let's go to Mark 11:22. Matthew, Mark. So we see we speak and believe God's word, and God will bring it to pass. Okay, so here's Jesus taught his disciples here. Here's speaking and believing. Another, we're all familiar, but sometimes you need to hear this over and over, and then it'll click. So 11:22. This is after Jesus cursed the fig tree. It died overnight. Then Peter said, hey, master, look, the fig tree withered. You know, it's dead. And what did Jesus say? He said, have faith in God or believe God. Okay, so Jesus always walked by the Spirit, by the will of God. So he wasn't cursing the fig tree because he just didn't like it, right? He was teaching them something, how to believe God. Now he's saying here, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever that believe in God, got the word from God to believe, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall what? Not doubt in his heart, but shall, here's a key point, believe those things which you say, which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You say it and believe it, what God says. See, we don't, and then you keep saying and believe with God. Thank him for it. I thank you for my healing in the name of Jesus Christ, you know. This is to get something out of your life. This one, right? Now look at verse 24. This is to get something in. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. Comma should be after believe.
Right.
Not pray, you know, separate. It's pray, you believe, you receive, and then you shall have. Like Stella, she was praying to believe to get her wallet. Good example. She knew she believed she's going to get it. Now, it didn't come right away, but she believed she's going to get it at the time she prayed, and then something transpired, and she got it. You know, and there's times I prayed for my kids for years until it come to pass. So you don't quit. You don't stop believing. Like that Journey song is, don't stop believing, don't quit, don't give up, don't back down. So that's the key. Yeah, you have to be adamant. Look at Matthew 21:22. Over there. This is on that prayer list, but it's a great one. And all things, okay, verse 22, chapter 21 of Matthew. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. Of course, all the context is from the Word of God, right? It's not just making things up. You ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. It's a guarantee. You shall receive. I did, the first time I heard this word was in 1973 in a fellowship, the first fellowship I went to, when they told you how to get something from, receive something from God. You believe, you receive. I mean, and I had this big ass, big problem, so big problem. I had a big problem. Even it was like an impossible from a five senses point of view, and it wasn't doable. And I just went in there like, I'm saying, wait, whatever I ask in prayer, believing I shall receive. I said, it says God shall supply all my needs. I said, here's my need. I said, well, God could provide that. I just had to believe it. Yeah. I said, that's all I want to know. And it took 10 months later, it transpired. Even going through some negative things that didn't look good between then, I was continuing putting the word in, thanking God. And I actually told a guy that was with me, it was a legal thing. I said, you're glad you're with me because you're getting out of this. That's how I acted on my believing. And I wasn't just, I believe it, you know, and I just had hold on. So that's how we have to be adamant with the word of God. We're not accepting this. We're accepting the word. Like Stella said, that was a great one. All right, we're going to roll down here. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 2:13. So it tells us some direction here, how to receive the word. Man, the word of God's power, the word of God changes things. It changes people, changes your heart, changes direction of your life. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which is the word of power, which you've heard of us, you receive it not as the word of men, but as it in truth, the word of God, which what effectually worketh in you that believes. It works with effect. There's an effect. When you believe it, there's going to be effect. God's working. And it's going to come to pass. But you keep on believing it until it comes to pass. You don't cave in. And the reason how you not cave in, says in John 5:7 says, if you abide in me, let my word abide in you. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. See, it's abiding in the word that we know what the word of God says. We have confidence that he's going to do what he says. And it keeps us confident until the manifestation of the prayer is realized. So let's end up in 1 Corinthians again, chapter 2, verse 5. So lead you with this. Just walk out with this, that verse 5, that your believing should not be stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So as you walk out, believe the power is from God, in his word, and we just believe it and we will receive it. Amen.